For the first time in almost three decades, the 6th District Congressman is a freshman. Republican Ben Klein, sworn in earlier this month in D.C., succeeding 13-term veteran Bob Goodlatte in his first speech on the floor of the House. Ben Klein quoted Thomas Jefferson in support of a bill that would provide more public transparency when it comes to the federal grant process.
Who in his first inaugural said, and I quote, "A wise and frugal government shall restrain men from injuring one another, shall leave them otherwise free to regulate their own pursuits of industry and improvement, and shall not take from the mouths of labor the bread it has earned. This is the sum of good government."
Congressman Ben Klein joins WFIR anchor reporter Gene Marano and me live via phone this morning. We'll talk about his first month and to look ahead to next Tuesday's State of the Union address. Congressman, good morning.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Good morning.
Good to talk with you, Ben. Now, what committees, as we get started here, Ben, what committees have you landed on at this point, and are you getting all settled in right now?
Well, I'm not settled in because this place is like Mars. It's just it's like a different world with people who just don't share the values or the goals that we share in our part of Virginia. You know, they're in it for more government, bigger government, more of your tax dollars, more control, and we're trying to rip it away from them. So, you know, I'm not being welcomed with open arms, but that's fine with me. And I've been appointed to the Committee on Judiciary, which is important to me because the rule of law is important to me. The Constitution is important to me. So whether it's Second Amendment issues or right to life issues or any number of other issues that there's going to come before the Judiciary Committee. And then education and labor, because the district has more colleges and universities than any other district in the country, except for one up in Boston. So higher ed is important, so I got on the higher ed subcommittee, and I look forward to making a difference for students and people who work at our colleges and universities around in our part of Virginia.
Morning, Congressman. This is Gene Marano. So you made the Judiciary Committee. That's the one that Bob Goodlatte was on.
Bob Goodlatte was on it. He chaired it, and I'm honored to be appointed to it. It's one that, as an attorney, I've got some experience in prosecuting and civil procedure, and so I'll be able to hit the ground running. We had a hearing yesterday where the Democrats are trying to take over, federalize our election process, use your tax dollars to match private contributions so that your tax dollars will go to support candidates you might not even agree with. And so we pointed out those problems with the bill and had a good hearing, and hopefully we'll be able to make sure that bill never sees the light of day.
You know, I'm just curious. You had some experience working for Congressman Goodlatte. So you've been in D.C. You were in the House of Delegates for a long time. Do you plan on being perhaps a not so much of a backbencher in your first term? Will you make your voice known, your opinions known, where you feel you need to speak up?
Well, I ran on being able to hit the ground running, and we have done that. So by the time I was sworn in, we had all of our staff hired. We kept a lot of Goodlatte's local folks. So in the Roanoke office, you're going to see the same faces that Goodlatte had who know about casework and how to get answers from our federal government. But up in Washington, we hired some folks who know the city but are ready to make some changes and help me with the legislative agenda to try and help our president and cut spending, cut the role of government, and hand it back to the states and local governments and to the people.
We're talking with 6th District Republican Congressman Ben Klein, just sworn in. He's about a month into his first term. I need to ask you, before I ask you a few of the issues that might come up in next week's State of the Union, all of these issues surrounding, you know, Congressman, the Mueller investigation, the impending report, the Roger Stone arrest and indictment, are these issues talked about on the House floor or in the hallways, or do people go about their business for the most part?
Absolutely. They're talked about, and they're talked about not only in the context of what role the Congress plays here, but also rule of law and, you know, the larger investigations that were going on, what happened at the FBI prior to Comey being fired and right after Comey being fired in terms of Peter Strzok and some of the insiders in the FBI working against our now president. But there are lots of factors at play and lots of issues that need to be studied, not just you know, what happens when the Mueller investigation finishes up.
I wanted to ask you, Congressman, one of the issues President Trump's bound to talk about at the State of the Union next Tuesday is the tax cut of 2017. and its impact on the economy. There has been a recent survey that just came out, National Association of Business Economics, which claims that only 10% of the business economists that responded claim that their firms invested in capital projects like new factories after the tax cut, and just 4% said they accelerated hiring because of the tax overhaul. Has the Trump administration, in your opinion, overstated the tax cut impact on the economy? Was it worth it for what it's going to add to the deficit?
Well, I do think that we could have minimized the impact on the deficit by cutting spending. I wasn't in Congress at the time, but I would have liked to have seen a greater focus on areas where we can cut in the federal government and where we need to hand power back to the states, trying to let it air out of this federal balloon that we've got in terms of spending. My kids and your kids and our grandkids and great-grandkids are going to be paying on this debt forever, and we need to try and minimize the impact because it does have an impact on our economy. And the tax cuts definitely have an impact, and whether or not they're hiring, you know, we've got one of the lowest unemployment rates in decades, and so we should be proud of that. And the fact that they weren't putting that into hiring may be reflective of that low unemployment rate. But you do have long-term, more favorable balance sheets for businesses. You have businesses that have rosier economic pictures. And thanks to the trade efforts that our president's focused on, making sure that we have fair trade rules and actually engaging with countries like China, trying to upend some of these unfair rules that we've had in place for decades and the last administration did nothing about, we're actually having a stronger economy. And I think we're going to see a greater revitalization of our industrial sector in the process.
We're talking with 6th District Republican Congressman Ben Klein. I'm Gene Marano, along with Joey Self. I need to ask you, the Congressional Budget Office has came out with a report, said the 35-day partial government shutdown cost the economy about $11 billion in gross domestic product over the five-week period. The CBO claims that about $3 billion will never be recovered. I need to ask you, was the shutdown worth it? Should both sides have found a way to negotiate and keep the government open? And will you vote, Congressman, for any bill that does not include border wall funding?
Well, you know, I come from Richmond politics and Virginia politics where we get the job done, whether it's 45 days, 60 days. We balance the budget and we go home to our jobs and to our communities where we work and have jobs. That needs to be how Washington, we need to move in that direction for Washington where we get these legislators out of town and get them back in their communities where they can see the impact that these shutdowns have. And, you know, when Nancy Pelosi is trying to jet off on some other CODEL instead of staying in town and trying to get a compromise, when I say CODEL, I mean congressional delegation trip to another country, you know, she needed to stay in town to work on an agreement. Now, fortunately, the president he really does want to compromise. And so it might not be $5.7 billion. It might be $5.4 or $5.3. And I don't care what you call the border wall. You can call it a barrier. You can call it Nancy's fantastic border barrier for all I care, as long as it's part of any compromise, because border security affects all of us. The drugs that are coming into our communities, the human trafficking that is up and down the 81 corridor, you should talk to some state troopers about what they pull over just near our communities on 81. The types of crimes that are happening are just unbelievable, and we need to stop it by enforcing our border.
8:24. Got about 3 minutes left here, Congressman. Congressman Ben Klein is with us. President Trump likely to touch on military moves in the Middle East next week, such as pulling the last troops out of Syria, drawing down in Afghanistan. Congressman, are you in sync with announced administration plans to reduce the U.S. military footprint there?
I'm concerned that if we pull out too fast, that we leave a vacuum for unfriendly nations to fill. We have to be very careful once we're in a situation like that. You know, I don't like the fact that I believe we are overextended into too many places around the globe right now, but we have to protect our troops. We have to make sure that when we pull out of countries that we're not just building some type of opportunity for an unfriendly state to move in. So I am concerned we're going to make sure we proceed with caution.
Congressman, quickly, President Trump talking about another North Korean summit. The recent reports saying it looks like North Korea is not likely to give up their WMDs anytime soon, their nuclear weapons. Are we being played, or should we continue to pursue a second summit with North Korea?
I'm always happy to sit down with folks and try and forge compromise. And when it comes to hostile nations, I think a lot of good work has been done there by the president and his administration with North Korea. I think that we should continue to try and find ways that we can work together. But if the administration decides that we are being played, then I would support him walking away from that if that was what he needed to do.
Okay, this quickly, about 30 seconds, Congressman Ben Klein. You're going to be sitting in on your first State of the Union address next Tuesday. Are you hoping to see some sort of bipartisan spirit in the room as President Trump delivers the State of the Union?
Well, hope springs eternal, but I have been dealing with my new freshman colleagues on the other side for the past 30 days, and these are the ones who love to kind of light fires and get a little bit rowdy. So I am a little worried about that, and I would hope that they would treat the president and the office of the president with the respect that it deserves. Now, the fact that Nancy Pelosi postponed the State of the Union, and I don't know that attitude is there, but like I said, I believe we have the best system of government in the world, and as long as we have the support of everyone who's part of it to making it successful, we can continue to operate this great experiment in representative democracy that we have.
All right, Congressman, thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.